Reluctant brides and nervous homebuyers who back out on the deal are said to have gotten cold feet. No one is sure what inspired this idiom, but here are some ideas. Greetings from KGLT FM in Bozeman, Montana. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. The expression has been in common use since the 19th century. There may be a military history to the phrase, since combat soldiers whose feet were frozen out of fear or inadequate footwear were exempted from battle because they got cold feet. The saying became associated with loss of nerve at best and cowardice at worst. A scene in an 1862 novel by the German writer Fritz Reuter may have influenced the popularity of this expression. Losing his money and his nerve at a high-stakes game of cards, one of the novel's characters claimed cold feet as an excuse to withdraw from the game. His cronies, however, suspected feet had nothing to do with his retreat. He was simply fearful of losing more money. Then again, the cliché might simply refer to a physical response to fear, blood rushing from the extremities, literally giving a person cold feet. Christy the Wordsmith is produced in the studios of KGLT-FM on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman. If you have comments or word suggestions, you can contact me at wordsmithradio.org. Fare thee well, word lovers.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.